Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is Monday, April 26th. Oh God, we're already so far into 2021. It's kind of amazing. Mother's Day is right around the corner, and Celebrity Trash is brought to you by your mom. One mom is going to win a two-night stay, a $100 dining credit, and a spa gift from the Claremont Club and Spa, Fairmont property. We're pretty excited about that. The whole Claremont thing is, it's the White Castle on the hill. You can see, if you look up in the Oakland Hills, there it is. It's a beautiful place. We're going to name the radio station after your mom all day on Mother's Day. And it's brought to you by Fremont Bank. All you have to do to get involved in this is nominate your mom at radioalice.com/contests. If you think you got the best mom ever, tell us why. And maybe, just maybe, she'll be our mom of the year.
Your mom sizzles.
Thank you, Vinny.
Yeah, she does. Good morning, Ellie.
Good morning,
Mom. Good morning, Sandy.
Good morning, Sandy.
Good morning, Kelly.
What's Kelly. Hey, Rose.
Hey, Rose. Rose.
How's it going out there?
To all our moms, thanks for having us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was going to say something else, but that's not good. It's weird.
So, does your mom ever listen, Bryn?
I think she does, yeah. She never talks about it, but I heard from my siblings that, you know, we have this PA in the house that just basically feeds every single room.
Oh.
I think there's a, I haven't been home. I mean, I don't live there anymore. So, and of course I always work during these times, but I think she has it set to turn on automatically every day at a certain time.
Oh, and that feeds adorable.
And it feeds the entire house.
Doesn't your son live with your parents?
Room. Yes.
So is that weird for him that every day the voice of dad is coming through?
I think he's living in the basement. Right? He just moved back.
Oh,
he
was, the basement.
Yeah,
oh.
He's living in like, yeah, a little.
He's back from school.
Dungeon.
Yeah.
So I think that, he doesn't have that speaker.
Plus, oh, well, that's lucky. Also,
where was he at school? He left Pasadena, right?
Mm-hmm. He was at Cal Poly down there. Down there.
But now there. He's up here going to school?
Now, yeah, he's back at school here. So he's just.
Well, it's been such a weird displaced year for everybody mm-hmm. who's going to school.
Remote learning.
Man, right.
Calculus at home. How can you do that? I don't know. That's tough. Know. It's really difficult.
Well, you got the computer right there. That helps.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
Well, that's how you do it. Why don't you just do all, now that I know, why don't you just do all these for me? So all our moms listen every day. Rose.
Yep.
Yeah, Kelly, obviously. I mean, the house is wired to turn on to Sarah and Vinny at 5 in the morning.
Maybe
that
it's just
is
background.
Awesome.
I'm sure it's just background
stuff.
Oh,
sure it is.
Which we're
right.
totally fine with. You can totally turn us on and leave
yeah,
us
we love to. We're fine in the background.
Just company.
Just keep us on.
Just here to.
Sandy's
company.
Listening regularly. Hey, mm-hmm. Sandy. Ellie's. I've already talked to Ellie. She's listening.
Hey, Ma.
Hey, Ma. The Oscars were last night. I hate award shows, but
I watched it.
Yeah, I watched it too.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Well, you know, you turn it on.
God, I meant to put it on early and missed, like, we just had, the house was insane with, you know, because of the rain. Everyone was inside most of the day and it was insanity at my house. Right. I finally clicked it on right at the end as Her was winning her award for the song that I guess was up. So
I was not watching it that late. Yeah.
And Oscars had definitely had a different look, but I missed 99% of it.
No, you didn't.
So
one,
you guys,
the one
tell
thing
me
that I liked was the pre-show. You know, they didn't do really a red carpet kind of thing. There were celebrities sort of mingling at this place that was adjacent to the spot where they were actually doing the stage show. So I think that was where, because they were saying that they were going to rotate people in and out depending on who was up for awards. And so it looked like that was the holding area. And it was, all I could think of was Hooman. I'm like, Hooman would be in paradise. First of all, it was very posh. Like, it was like a...
It looked really nice. Yeah.
Yeah, like a garden-y area. And then they had these multi-level stage setups.
I think that's a train station. It looked really nice.
Is it really?
Yeah.
I couldn't figure out what the hell that was. And they didn't specifically say, or I wasn't paying attention. It's more likely.
Oh, crap. I forgot the name of it. Union Station.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well. And that was... And Union Station is where they had the risers set up and where they did the actual show. It was a weird setup. A lot of natural daylight coming in toward at the beginning.
It was
there
like
when
stained
I was
glass windows. Like,
yeah, it was
getting
odd.
Some like church vibes. And...
You know, they wanted to do it. I will say, as they were nominating movie, I was like, I've seen like one movie this year.
I didn't see any.
That was well, I saw the Borat movie, which
oh, I know Soul.
Oh right.
Yeah. Oh right, Soul, which won by the way.
Two. All right.
Two.
That was great. So we saw that. Anything else we saw? Nomadland was a big winner.
Yeah.
Makes me want to see that.
Well, she's automatic, right? Frances McDormand.
Well, and so she won for Best Actress, and then the lady who directed it won, which is a huge thing. Only the second woman to ever win. And by the way, and I don't have her name right in front of me, although that'll be easy to find. Hold on. Nope, I can't find it. So, Chloe Zhao. She had no makeup on and her hair done in braids.
Yeah.
And everyone is saying that was the look of the night. She was just like, F it. I put on a dress. I put on a frock and I came down here. They called it the standout look of the night. Nomadland was a big winner. Best picture, best actress for Frances McDormand and best director for Chloe Zhao. I actually want to skip to Frances McDormand accepting the award for this.
Oh, is that her accepting it?
Oh, when she howls?
Yeah.
That was for Best Picture.
Oh, so she was just on stage when they were doing that?
Yeah, and then I was really confused by that.
Here's a clip.
Okay.
Please watch our movie on the largest screen possible, and one day, very, very soon, take everyone you know into a theater, shoulder to shoulder, in that dark space, and watch every film that's represented here tonight. We give this one to our wolf. Oh! Oh, 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 oh!
I don't know if that's a reference to something that happens in the movie or if that's the 8 o'clock wolf howl that happens in neighborhoods since the pandemic started.
Oh, I didn't think
started.
About that.
Yeah, I didn't know. About that.
I don't know what that
is. That's the only place I've heard that lately.
The wolf howl? Is that night, right?
Yeah. Is that still happening? I feel like that's not happening anymore.
I don't think it is, but I know that after it was mentioned, I realized, oh, that's what the kids are out there doing. Oh.
Yeah. Oh, boy, that is... It became quite cacophonous for a while there. I think then winter set in and people kind of gave it up. But last summer, every night.
They say it was to honor the death of Nomadland sound mixer.
Oh.
Michael Wolf Snyder, who died by suicide earlier this year.
Oh, geez. Oh. The Oscars were supposed to be different, and they were. There was, you know, there was supposed to be some kind of theatrical quality to this show, but it was just an award show. There was a cute opening credit scene featuring the first presenter, Regina King, scooping up the Oscar outside and then walking through and sort of showing everyone what the journey is into the actual theater portion that they were giving away the awards on. It was a really small set, just basically nominees in the house. You know, one of the things as they were scrolling through everybody, I happened to note, I didn't know until this morning, but they kept flashing to Aaron Sorkin and this just beautiful woman who was on his arm, sitting next to him, cuddled up. It was Paulina Poroskova. The chick
Good
who was married, I know she was married to Cars singer, whatever the hell his name was. How can
Rick
I not?
Ocasek?
Thank
and,
you.
And
oh
by the
my
way,
God!
Famously and royally screwed by Rick Ocasek
right?
as well. And I don't
like,
mean
meanest
making
things,
kids.
Right.
I mean keeping whatever I've got to give you for our life's work together to give it to who? I don't even know who he cut her out and gave it to who? I don't know.
The kids, I guess. But wow. And there she is. They're divorced, and she is caring for him. She's coming to the house every day to healthcare him. There they are together, Aaron Sorkin and Paulina Poroskova. You know, I've noticed her, and I thought, wow, that woman is just stunning. And I guess I'm just used to seeing her with straighter hair because she just looks, oh God, she's so beautiful. How old is she? She's got to be, I think she's my age, 56. There you go. So she's 56, he's 59. It's confirmed that they're seeing each other. So
she's
that
56.
Was,
so Rick Ocasek was what, 20 years her senior?
He was much older. He was in his, at least in his 70s.
Yeah, he was a lot older than the, even the guys in his band.
Yeah, he was.
Like, he'd been around, and they sort of were young upstarts when he when they got together.
He was the seasoned pro. So, congrats to Aaron Sorkin. That
yeah.
was solid.
I hope it went as well as we wanted to have gone. I don't know why I care, but I guess I care for her. I don't care about him, but I really do. I felt terrible.
I know, me too. I want her to be happy. She seems like a very good person.
You give your life to somebody.
We
and
don't
sure,
know her
sometimes
at all.
Things don't work out, especially you give your life to an artist, which, look, nothing against artists, but that's a difficult profession, and they can be emotional. There's, you know, that's there's
part of their artisticness.
That's part of what makes them great at what they do.
Right.
So I don't know that it was probably super easy to be partnered up with that guy, and then he does that.
He doesn't seem super easy. Winners were encouraged to spend a little more time yapping, and they did. That was, I found it, I actually used to like that there was a limit because I knew I would only have to listen to them for 45 seconds, and that if they did go over, then it would be interesting. Like, they'd get a little pissy about it.
Mm-hmm. And scramble.
Yeah, and they'd be scrambling to finish it up. Oh, God, they're playing me off. Oh, no, this is my moment.
Who was it that was like, stop that music, turn that music off?
Oh, plenty of people over the years, right?
I remember somebody specifically said that, and they did.
Probably some big star, you know? Mm-hmm. Only someone big could pull that off.
Right.
They showed way fewer movie clips, and the clips that they did show seemed to be shorter. And even during the awards that were specific, like to the they were just showing very shortened things and letting people just talk, just go ahead.
So did you find it more entertaining? Or
no, way less. No. Like, get off the stage. Oh. Who cares?
It's, I think if you know, wanted fine, to go with that model, they should have had a host to like kind of move things along. I feel like it was just still.
Right, because they're sitting there waiting for the person to finish, and the mm-hmm. person might not finish.
So they played the nobody off.
No. Zero
person
people got played off.
Finish.
They might not. They could still be talking. I don't know. I quit the show about an hour in. I'm like, enough of this. I can't.
I give you credit. You watched more than you usually do. That's good.
Well, the Oscars, the Emmys, the Grammys.
I thought the Grammys were better.
At least
the Grammys are fun. Yeah.
Yeah. The Grammys are exactly. always. In fact, now they do
music.
So much live stuff that it's actually pretty neat to watch.
Right. Mm-hmm. I always force myself to watch those at least for a few minutes. And I like the red carpet stuff because I do like to see what people are wearing. But I don't know what it is about. I'm broken. You'd think I'd be totally into it. And I just don't care. I find them they're interminable. They're never ending. I'm going to be trapped here all night. Oh, God.
What if you were nominated for like a Grammy? Would you think that way if you were at the ceremony?
If I was nominated, no, it'd be the most awesome thing I'd ever been to. Hello.
You're there with your peers. Right. I'm here with my peers.
I'm here with my peers. I can't wait to hear everything they have to say.
My
in my
colleagues.
Mind, I'd be like, can someone shut up and just give me a mic, please? God, I can't wait to hear myself talking. Tyler Perry, they say that Tyler won the night. He was actually given the Humanitarian Award, and he had a very nice thing to say. Did you pull that little thing?
It is my hope that all of us would teach our kids, and not only to remember, just refuse hate. I refuse to hate someone because they are Mexican or because they are black or white or LGBTQ. I refuse to hate someone because they are a police officer. I refuse to hate someone because they are Asian. And I want to take this Jean Herschel Humanitarian Award and dedicate it to anyone who wants to stand in the middle. Because that's where healing happens. That's where conversation happens. That's where change happens. So anyone who wants to meet me in the middle, to refuse hate, to refuse blanket judgment, this one is for you too. God bless you and thank you, Academy. I appreciate it.
Beautifully said. Very well done. I like that.
Glenn Close provided really the only viral moment of the night, and it was just her shaking her ass.
Oh, let's see that. Yeah. Where's that at?
So it's you. All right.
They were quizzing people about the Oscar-nominated songs.
Oh, she's
kind of twerking.
She's old lady twerking.
She's old lady twerking. Look, hey man, I've seen worse twerking in the mirror, for God's sake. I mean, that is, she is, she's moving her body.
And what was that? What was that? What
There's
that
a song
on?
Called Da Butt. And
she just got up and said, check me out over here.
No, they were like quizzing people going through the audience. They were asking them about some of the Oscar nominated songs. And she got up and danced to Da Butt.
That's the very little part I saw was Questlove, which, by the way, I thought he was an NBC employee. So there he is working for ABC, right? Good
sure.
for him.
Yeah.
But they did some trivia thing with people in the audience. And I just went, I got to finish my laundry. I got to go. So I left. Yeah. But
I need to watch your trivia.
Well, I mean, yeah. Thing. I mean, I just went, okay. To me, when I tuned in, I went, oh, it looks more like the Golden Globes than it looks like the Academy
it
Awards.
It did, yes.
And then, you know, I saw her win and was super stoked. That young lady is on top of the world. Mm. She just won an Oscar. She's, how old is she? 25?
If that. I mean, so, she was pretty young.
Yeah, it's impressive. So I'm happy for her. And I had a sort of a moment of like, oh, look at her go. Yay.
And Anthony Hopkins won Best Actor for The Father. He was not there to collect, which was, everyone was super bummed because that was the one Chadwick Boseman was nominated for Ma Rainey's Black Bottom. And everyone sort of expected him to win this posthumously.
Mm. I did too.
And so when Anthony Hopkins won, the place went, oh. Luckily, he wasn't there to hear that. He hadn't prepared a speech. He wasn't live because he just didn't expect to win, I guess. So in the morning, he actually released a video. Do you have a little of this?
Good morning. Here I am in my homeland in Wales. And at 83 years of age, I did not expect to get this award. I really didn't. And very grateful to the Academy and thank you. And I want to pay tribute to Chadwick Boseman, who's taken from us far too early. And again, thank you all very much. I really did not expect.
I guess some people think that the Academy had changed the ending. The traditional order of the awards wouldn't have ended with that as the final award. But they wanted to do a tribute to Chadwick. And then Anthony Hopkins ruined everything by winning. So, and then there's, you know, look, there's lists of snubs and surprises. And we actually put the whole list of winners up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. Mm-hmm. So there's that. I am just about out of time. I did want to say, though, that it looks like Elon Musk, this is completely unrelated to the Oscars, but I want to slip this in. Elon Musk is going to be hosting Saturday Night Live. This is happening on May 8th. And he is set to be the first non-actor or athlete to host Saturday Night Live since Donald Trump. And he was at least, you know, sort of a weird, and I think he did it before he did The Celebrity Apprentice. But not everybody on the show is happy about it. In fact, a couple of people had to pull some tweets down. Elon had tweeted, let's find out just how live Saturday Night Live really is. And put a little devil head on there. And then one of the guys in the cast goes, what the F does this even mean? And another person posted, A.D. Bryant posted up, she retweeted something from Bernie Sanders in response to it that said, the 50 wealthiest people in America today own more wealth than the bottom half of our people. Let me repeat that because it's almost too absurd to believe. The 50 wealthiest people in this country own more wealth than 165 million Americans. That is a moral obscenity. And so she posted that. And then Lauren made them take their posts down. And so he's going to be hosting.
I'll watch that.
Me too.
You know, it's funny it. when you watch him speak, he's kind of awkward, you know?
Oh, yeah. He's not comfortable in his own skin. This is going to be fun.
This is going to be very interesting.
Miley Cyrus will be the musical act that night. All right, Vinny, what's coming up?
Something tells me that guy's going down. Like, that's not going to go well for him. I don't know what he's thinking.
Yeah,
I really don't.
That's a big, you don't have to. Do that. So, should you?
I mean, he's a talented guy, but that is not, I don't think, part of his skill set.
Well,
but
it ain't his
look,
wheelhouse.
I hope he impresses
sure.
me, and I hope I have to eat my shorts or whatever that term is. Hat, shorts, whatever.
Words. Eat your shorts. Let's do that.
Anyway, I have a bunch of news coming up right after these. Thank you.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.